Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Yaakov Avinu in Parashas Vayishlach, last week's parasha. So Yaakov Avinu is returning back to Eretz Yisrael. He's been by Lavan for 20 years, and he's returning back to his base Aviv, back to his family home, back to Eretz Yisrael. And he's, of course, Esav's coming towards him. Esav's confronting him. And Yaakov Avinu talks to Hashem. He has a conversation, Yaakov Avinu, with Hashem. And he says to Hashem, "Katonti mikol hachasadim, I have been made small from all the kindnesses." Rashi says, "Katonti is nismatu zuchuyosai. My merits have been depleted." We have merits in Shemayim. And he says, "Katonti, I'm cleaned out. My merits that I've acquired have been depleted. Why? Because of the chesed Hashem. You've done so much kindness with me. I don't have any more, any merits I've had that I'm owed schar, that I'm owed reward. Katainti, I've been nismatu zchuyaysay. My zchuyays have been diminished because of the chesed Hashem." Now, I want to talk about that. There's something very amazingly scary about that. So the kindness of Hashem take away our zchusim? So Avi says, "Schar mitzvah by al malek." We never have zchusim here. And Avi says, there's a list of things that give us merits here. We say every morning, we say after Birchas HaTorah, the Mishnah we learn is a Mishnah that says, "Elu dvarim." These are the things that a person eats perusam b'olam hazeh, that you get some schar in this world, yet you keep the keren, the base, you keep for olam haba. And it gives a list of mitzvahs that you have schar in this world and the next. Yaakov Avinu says, "My bank account's been depleted." Why? I've gotten so much kindness from Hashem. Katainti mikol hachasadim. Now that be'emes is a very scary line. So Avi, when we get kindness from Hashem, that's it? We lose our merits? We have zechuyos, we have merits, we lose. By the way, and I want to ask the guys, don't do dangerous things. It says people do dangerous things, it depletes their merits. Don't drive like a meshuggah, a person has to value their life. You do dangerous things, it says it's nismayit, zechuyos, don't do meshuggah things. Don't drive, Mishugah. People should drive safely. But Katainti Mikol HaChasadim says the Chesed Hashem depleted my bank account. So Avi, how does that work? How does that work that it depletes your bank account, so we get kindness of Hashem, that's it, our bank account's depleted? It's a very scary thing. We get kindnesses daily from Hashem. We're Zaych in Yeshiva. Avram came to Yeshiva for a couple of weeks. He uplifted the matzav. So should we start saying we lose the chuyos? Good to Zachin. You go to a good lunch, good friendship. Avi walks in, the chevra gets happy. So we lose the chuyos. Bemes. What's the system here? Baruch Hashem, we celebrate good things. I want to tell you a pshat I saw in one of the Achrayim, Yehuda. But just a true pshat. True pshat about Katonti Mikol HaChasadim. Be'emes, otherwise, every time we get Chesed Hashem, that's we're losing merits. So David, I want to tell you a cool pshat. When a guy gets saved, has a dangerous situation and gets saved, so he benches Goymel. Amongst, if he gets sick and gets healed, if a guy's in a difficult situation and gets saved, he benches Goymel. Should I tell you one of the most famous yeshivisha jokes? You like yeshivisha jokes, David? Daniel, where's Daniel? He's the most yeshivish guy in yeshiva. Where's Daniel? Daniel Silver? So tell, if I tell you the yeshivish joke, you'll tell it to him. I'm going to tell you a good yeshivisha joke. If you're in a dangerous matzev, you bench Goymel. If you're in a dangerous matzev, if something really dangerous happened, you bench Goymel. So people always have shailas. They were on the highway, and 100 feet in front of me, there was an accident. If I would have been 100 feet forward, it would have been dangerous. Two cars collided. You've always heard these types of shailas. People always have shells. It wasn't dangerous, what happened, but it could have been dangerous. If 100 feet in front of me on the highway, there was a crazy accident, so it could have been dangerous. There are many such shailos, Gersh, to Yebench Goimum, in these type of situations. So famously, Reb Bick was a brilliant Pesach, and he was very, very sharp. So somebody asked him one of these shailos, Avi. You know, this is like, it's like a, you know the joke. It's a famous joke. So he said, Reb Bick said that he made a joke. He said that a lady, you know, they didn't have dryers in their homes. They used to hang their clothing up. So a lady took her husband's pants. She cleaned them. And then between two huge buildings, there was a rope. You know, and they string the stuff. So she dried her husband's pants. It was like many 5 stories, 10 stories high. And the guy's pants fell off. And Reb Bick said, somebody came to me, if the husband should bench gun, if he would have been in his pants, it would have been... That was Reb Bick's famous line. The mice said, Reb Bick said this famous line, my friend went to his Rebbe. This is interesting. And he said not to bench Goimel. It's interesting. My friend used to go to sleep every single day, Bein Hastarim in Eretz Yisrael. He needed to rest. He wasn't sleeping great night. Every day, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, he'd go to sleep in his Dira. Every day. And came one day, he did a chesed. There was a camp that wanted him to come to the camp. And they wanted him to do an interview. Now, he didn't want to go, but they felt that if you come, other guys will go. And he did a chesed. He went to an interview that he had no interest in going to. And when he went, every single day would sleep 2 to 3. And one day he went to this interview. At total chesed, he went. And at 2:30, mamish while he's sleeping, they were doing construction next to his building. And by accident, they knocked down the wall of his building. If he would have been in his bed, he wouldn't have survived. Literally, the whole building crumbled down, literally. But he wasn't there because he went to do a chesed. So he went to Rav Ram Yeshua and asked if he should bench Goimel. He said, Reb Bick, the pants, like he said the yeshivish joke. It's interesting, he held not to bench Goimel. He held you weren't by the sakana. If you would have been there, it would have been a sakana. It's an interesting gedder. He held you only bench Goimel if you were in the makam sakana. You're normally there, but today you weren't by the Makam Sakana. It's interesting. Even though you're there every single day, he held not to bench Gaimel. If you're in the Makam Sakana, you bench Gaimel and you were saved. Here you just weren't by the Makam Sakana, you don't bench Gaimel. That's what he held interesting. The Lamai said there's something called benching Gaimel. When you bench Gaimel, you say to Hashem as follows, Baruch Ato Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu our God, Melech Olam, the King of the Universe, HaGaimel, Hashem bestows l'chayavim to people who don't deserve it. Toivais, good things. Hashem's goimel l'chayavim. He bestows l'chayavim to people that are not worthy of. Hashem is goimel l'chayavim to people who don't deserve it. Toivais. Hashem gives us good kindnesses. So we're describing Hashem. Blessed are you, Hashem, who does favors to people who don't deserve it. Shegmalani kol toiv, thank you for being goimel me so much goodness. See, we're defining Hashem as a goimel chayavim toivais, somebody who does favors to people who don't deserve it, that you did. Now, first question I asked the chevra is, why do we refer to Hashem who does favors to people who don't deserve it? Why do we refer to Hashem like such a weird thing? We should say, we call Hashem a Goimel Chasadim. Every Shemayin Esrei, we say Hashem is Goimel Chasadim. We call Hashem somebody who does kindnesses. We say Hashem... Birch Zashach, he's right. At the end of Birch Chasadim, we say, blessed are you, is Goimel Chasadim Taivim, Lam Yisrael. Thank you, Avram. Hashem's a Goimel Chasadim, he does Chesed. Here, when we thank Hashem, we call Hashem a Goimel Chayavim Taivis. You give kindnesses to people who don't deserve it. What? You say Hashem's Goimel Chesed. We always call him a Goimel Chesed. Why do we say if Hashem we call, blessed are you Hashem who does kindnesses to people who don't deserve it, that you did kindnesses to me. So why do we call, we label Hashem, if he would say, Hashem, I want to thank you who's the kindness doer, thank you for the kindnesses, fine. But we label Hashem, Joshua, as the one who does kindnesses to people who don't deserve it, and thank you for the kindnesses. What's happening there? That we call Hashem Agoimel Chayovim Toivais, the one who does kindnesses to people who don't deserve it. Why do we label Hashem, the one who does kindnesses to people? Thank you for the kindness. But we say Hashem does kindness to people who don't deserve it. Question one, David. Question two is people say back, Amen. Amen. Amen means it's true. I'm asking, well, Hashem does kindnesses to you, people who don't deserve it, he does kindness to you. Talk it true. But we give a bracha back. Very interesting. We say back, Misha Gmolcha Kol Toiv, the one who did kindness, all this good to you, who you Gmolcha Kol Toiv Seli, should continue to do kindnesses to you. What's that? Well, it's a very nice to give a bracha. It's so interesting. A guy says Shakom Liyabidvarai, you don't say back to him, you say Amen. You don't say, and the same one who gave you, what's happening here? That we say back to this fellow, yeah, Hashem who did kindness, Misha Gemloncha Kol Toiv, the one who was Gemel all this goodness, who you Gemolcha Kol Toiv Sela, he should continue to do goodness to you. It's an interesting thing. I think I saw this in the Shalmei Nedarim, in Masechtas Nedarim. The Shalmei Nedarim is one of the Mefarshim Nedarim. I think I saw it there. In the Shalmei Nedarim. I think so. But I think pshat of it is like this. The guy got a massive chesed from Hashem. And he doesn't want it to deplete his bank account. The guy just got saved. He was very sick. He got healed. He was in a deathly situation. Besides thanking Hashem, he wants to express, I don't deserve it. And if you turn the thank you, into appreciation, Hashem, I can't believe what you did to me. It doesn't deplete your bank account. Chasadim deplete the bank account when you take it as schar. If you receive it as schar, as payment, Hashem gave me what I deserve. Okay, so then it depletes your bank account. If you thank Hashem for it, it became part of service of Hashem. It actually caused more service of Hashem. But yit gets chesed, says, Maidim, thank you, Hashem. So now that item wasn't schar, it actually helped him serve Hashem. This world becomes a chetimsa to serve Hashem. It's not schar. It actually became something which helped him get close to Hashem. The kindnesses of Hashem could cause us to become closer to Hashem. That's not schar. That's a vehicle to serve Hashem. It actually became something that helps us serve Hashem more.
How can you just view it, give it to me as a gift? Why does it have to be something?
I appreciate it.
How can it just be that he gave it to me as a gift? Why does it have to be that you view it as a gift?
Yeah, if I feel that way, gifted, I feel gifted, and the natural gratitude that occurs, then in Hashem. I'm just saying that that's what it is. I agree with Avi. Obviously, you don't have to get so lumdish. I'm like turning. I'm just appreciative. I didn't deserve. Thank you. What a gift. Gratitude, and that's so. Then the person feels closer. I'm only describing what happens. Avi's right. Stop. Like, it's not like a trick. Avi, it's not a trick. Like, okay, if a guy is healthy to the fact, it's not like tricking. Like Avi doesn't like that's very forced. Chill. Oh, I got kindness. Let me like. It's not what's going on. If you get kindness and you see it as you deserve it, so you're depleted. You depleted your schar. I mean, you took it as schar. It depletes your schar. If the kindness is that place that Yid appreciates and is full of gratitude for the gift, not he's, I'm like saying, like, just explaining what happened, but Avi's right. If you appreciate it as a gift, it doesn't deplete you. I'm explaining that fakir, it became a vehicle of closeness to Hashem. It's not schar. So I want to talk about Yaakov. I want to talk about Yaakov in a minute because Vada Yaakov appreciated. I want to say what happens. A guy says, a guy feels in his kindness, Hakoimel Chayavim Toivis. Hashem, I didn't deserve it, and you save me. I'm so full of thank you, Hashem. The people respond amen, and they say the same way the kindness, you keep doing kindness to you. You're a guy, it doesn't deplete your schar. The one who does kindness, avadi, you'll get more kindness. You're not a person of entitlement. You have a sense of gratitude, Misha Gumlamcha, the one who did kindness. Gumalcha told you, you'll keep getting kindness. It's not depleting schar, it's not your person who chaps. I agree with you, Avi. It's not like a trick. Now, the question then, Avraham asks, is why does Yaakov Avinu say, Katanti Mikola Chasadim? I suspect on big people never feel they have the right gratitude. Luyia, there's any sense of like magiali, it comes to me, so then it depletes. Then you're like a guy who deserves it. Tzadikim are always worried they fall short of gratitude. L'chayrim pshat. Yaakov says, Katanti mikol chasadim, nismatus chayis. I don't think I appreciate it properly. I'm worried that I took for granted. Perhaps tzadikim are worried about taking for granted. In as much as the person appreciates the chesed Hashem, appreciates it, then it doesn't, it's not nismat to the zchuyos. If I can, Hashem gives a matnas chinam and it doesn't lose any zchuyos. If the person doesn't appreciate it, it loses zchuyos. That's just pashup shat in katayinti mikol hachasadim. I think I saw in the Shalom in the Dharma, I have to look it up. In the Dharma, I saw one of the Mefarshim in the Dharma says this on the Misha Gamolcha, that at the point that he chaps, that he doesn't, not Magiela, and he's so full of gratitude, so the Tzibur says back, Hashem who gave this, you continue to give chasadim, you're a person that's not depleting your bank account, you understand Hashem's a mativ. You're full of gratitude, the gratitude of a mativ, the same one who give you, who certainly, we express a bracha, certainly continue to give, but the word of a person being full of gratitude, to be present. I'm not coming for a trick. If you don't have gratitude, like a fear factor, if you don't have gratitude, it will deplete. I actually want to say that it's incumbent, I think we have to all stop for so many times, things we get, Hashem meant it. Hashem really meant it for us. He really meant it for us. I was amazed. I was with my father when he was sick. Hareini kaparas mishkava, my tata. And he said to me, so interesting, he said to me that I see chesed Hashem. So I said, it doesn't feel like chesed. This doesn't feel chesed. It feels terrible. So explain to me what you mean. And my father said, I'll tell you one reason. He said, I have others. He didn't want to tell me. He said, I'll tell you one thing, I feel the chesed. And he told me that his tzibur is davening a lot and he feels a lot of love from his tzibur. And most of us ignore that, pretend like it's not there. It was so cool to me that he was willing to be present to that and felt the kindness from Hashem. People going through, they'll ignore that. They'll even pretend that it doesn't matter to them. He was feeling chesed Hashem. I feel an outpouring of love. People were davening all over. He really felt very loved. And he expressed the appreciation. Hashem's doing kindness to me. I'm so moved by that. How many times good things happen to us? We say Hashem's into me. He really meant it. He's doing that for us. We're so not present to kindness sometimes. Hashem really wanted us to get that. He wanted us to receive that and feel that and experience that goodness. The being present to the kindness of Hashem, that it was intended for us. He meant it. We didn't steal it. We didn't. I've said in the past, and I want to repeat it, just in this gratitude, this gratitude that a person can have, that we say every morning in the davening, we say, Baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech haolam sha'asa li kol tzarki. Now, David, we really should say, sha'asa kol tzarki, Hashem provides my needs. We say to Hashem, you provide me my needs. You provide my needs. It's repetitious. You provide needs. If you say, Hashem, I really want to thank you for supplying my needs. Do I have to say to me my needs? Hashem supplies Avi my needs, and that's supplying my needs. To supply my needs means you're giving it to me, Michal. Sha'asa li kol tzarki, you supply to me all my needs, if you supply me, sha'asa kol tzarki would mean, Hashem, you supply my needs. What does that imply to who? To me. I mean, so you're not supplying my needs if you give it to somebody else.
Maybe so sha'asa kol tzarki.
Yeah, by repeating over and over. So, Remember, as he said, you lost your right to ask. It's repetitious, and you're repeating. Good time.
Exactly.
So the pshat is, Chevra, Shasa Li Kol Tzarki, is that we're saying that it was intended for us. Shasa Li Kol Tzarki means it wasn't like Hashem put things in the world and punked, okay, I was there and I got from it. Somebody can make lunch, and it's interesting. You'll see, Bez Hashem, you'll see when you get married. A person comes home, and like supper was made for you, it's retarded. It's a different zach. Now, I'm not saying the cook doesn't think. Does the cook think about each guy sometimes? Yes, sometimes no. You don't have that feeling somebody like thought about you and made a food for you. It's a different zach. You were thinking about it. It's a different world. You were thinking about me. I made this you. Rev Geisler described Yehuda, there are times that it changed my brachas. Rev Geisler said that if you don't make a bracha, you stole from Hashem. And Rashi says you stole the bracha. Is mamish to live? Hashem wanted to feed you. He mamish thought about you.
Wow.
It's not, and there's the possibility of eating, and big people can eat and be present, and Hashem, thank you. Like you really wanted to take care of me. You care about me, and you want to sustain me. I want you. Hashem made us, and His interest in our continuation, and is really interested. That's Shasa Li Kol Tzarki, is it's possible to be present to the fact that Hashem's like, He's thinking me and into me. That's the goal in the receiving kindness, is to be present, and Hashem to literally get the sense Hashem's into us. There was a yid who lived in Los Angeles. He taught girls most of his career. I was zeiche. He taught boys very few years. His name was Reb Mendel. He was a very big tzaddik. His father, his tata was a holy yid. He used to say, he used to always say famously, he said, I'm Hashem's only child. But he mamish felt close to Hashem and felt he's receiving from Hashem. He lived like that. I'll get you the first thing. Now that's his brother. That's the brother who's a mamish. Yeah. No, I think the father's brother. I think he was Reb Nachman Mendel. I think Meduchsach. But the Yid Mamish received the kindness of Hashem in this way, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. He like literally lived a person. Hashem's like wines and dines. He's so into me. That sense, he used to say, I'm Hashem's only kid. I'm his only child, he used to say. He felt he lived right life in that way. So I wanted to share, but I want to say something else about this pasuk, Tanim Kol HaChasadim.
Tamalim or Tamtachtim?
Which way do we read it? Which way do we read it? Which way do we see them read it?
Uh-huh.
What's the chiluk in the pshat? Comes out different in the pshat? It's interesting, in the pasuk, he just wanted to know which way we talking. But in the pasuk avi, it says katandim kol chasadim. So I've been depleted from the kindnesses mikola emes asher asisas avdecha that you've done for me. Ki mimakli avarte yisayarden azeh. He points to the Yarden. He says this Jordan, this Yarden. When I came, remember he's coming back from Lavan's house. He says, this Yarden, a Yarden Azeh, I passed by with just my stick. I came here, my mom just had the stick. Now I'm rich guy. Why did he point to the Jordan? A Yarden Azeh, whenever it says Zeh in the Torah, the thing is being pointed to. What's he pointing to the Yarden? What's he pointing to the Yarden? Now Rashi says a drash, which would explain why he pointed to the Yarden. I want to know al pi pashtus hamilim of the pasuk. What's he doing, Shlomo, that he points to the Yarden? People have places and spaces that bring out their ashiris, their wealth. I'll give an example, Shlomo. One day you're going to go back home to your family. You're going to go back married with your children, Bez Hashem, a wife and kids. I promise the house will bring out how rich you are. You go back to the own bedroom, you once like alone, and now you're like a whole big mishpacha. The very makkah in coming back there with your family brings out a gratitude. He points to the Yarden, the place itself brought something out to Yaakov Avinu. I was mamish in this area. He just a few 20 years before was one running away, a man alone, running from his parents. Yarden Hazeh says he utilized something physical to bring out gratitude to Hashem. People have places and things that bring out their Ashiras, that remind them, I was once here, and I mamished. People have places and things that remind them of what I once had to what I'm walking out with today. I've had guys in yeshiva who describe, like, I walked in here, and whatever reason, a certain place could bring that away. Here, it's obvious. He passed by the Yarden, running away from Esav, running away for his life, and now he's coming back. He's returning. Say Yarden Azen. Somehow, now you could ask why it was the Yarden, any part of the journey, but he points to the Yarden, and a Yarden Azen brings out. I remember when I passed by the Yarden, I had my stick. That's the Gan Sazach. Now I'm coming by the Yarden. The Pashtus, Al Peep Shad, I want to say Al Peep Shad, Aaron. Avi, I want to say, Revezi, I want to say Al Peep Shad. I like this in Pshat. Avrami, I want to say in Pshat. Why the Yarden? Now there's Shtik Luch Torah, why the Yarden, Yehuda? There's Machshava. I want to say in the world of Pshat, Huda. In the world of Pshat, it's very difficult to bring your family across the river. You have to buy many tickets. Your Pashat, he's bringing his family. I don't know, they had to get more boat seats. The Yarden brought out him. When I ran away, it was one lone guy. I don't know, I got a spot in a crowded boat. Now I'm Pashat, a ganze mishpacha. It brought out in his running when I passed the Yarden. It was a kleinigkeit. It was nothing. All I had was my stick. It was no big deal. Now he's like going back, passing over the Yarden. A Yarden Hazeh, and it brought out to him. It's a guy, look what it takes now. A guy can feel this. He goes back to his family, and he comes back home. And he once, he had his bed. It's a room Hazeh. Then he comes back. He needs a whole bunch of beds. He feels his Ashiras. People have different places where they feel their Ashiras. I could think of cases that people I've experienced that at a place that brought out what they've acquired, how much I have, how rich I'm coming back. I'm such a wealthy man. You feel your Ashiras, how much you acquire. And it's a beautiful thing to utilize physical spaces in this world. We're talking about a pasuk of getting Chesed Hashem and not being Maketoyv Katoynti, it's Nismatu. And instead utilizing physical places that bring out to the person the Ashirus that he has. Look, he looks now. Look at me now. Look at this. I come back to this place with such an Ashirus, with such a wealth. It brings out to the person the kindness of Hashem, the Chesed Hashem. They utilize that physical place. There's a bracha that people make if they went through a miracle in a certain place. And they say, Sha'asli Nes b'makam hazeh. People have physical spaces that bring out the closeness to Hashem. They see that place. Sha'asli Nes b'makam hazeh. This place brings out. I have a place that I make the bracha without shame u'malchus. I was coming back in the middle of the night from a chasna. There's a left. It's right near the clock tower. But that clock tower, right near there's a traffic light there. I was coming back from a wedding, 2-3 in the morning, and I get to the red light. I don't know from my estimation of when I was at the light, about 20 minutes later, I wake up. I'm not proud of the story, and I say to the chevra that I've done tshuva. I don't drive tired like that. And I beg the chevra not to drive tired. You're tired, you pull over, it's an avera. I'm not bringing that out. Lemaisa, I wake up. I had slept about 20 minutes. There's a cop car behind me. His lights are on. He knocks on the window. My yarmulke had fallen off. I fell asleep at the light. But miraculously, the car was in park. It doesn't make sense to me. I was at a red light. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. Somehow, some way, the car was in park. I put the car in park. And otherwise, I don't know what would have happened. Hashem Yerachim. Now you roll into the building ahead. Hashem Yerachim. But I always say, without shame u'malchus, baruch ato Hashem, u'kenu malchoy lom, sh'asan li neis makam hazeh. The light brings out that Hashem wanted me here, that Hashem allowed me to be here and wanted. It brings out a feeling of kindness of Hashem. This space, that so a physical thing is a traffic light. A physical thing as a piece of earth. Here, Yaakov Avinu sees the Yarden, and it brings something out. It tells a story to him. And he utilizes that physical place to feel, HaYarden Hazeh. I mamish this spot. I was running. I remember I crossed over. I was like, very easy to get over. To pass by here, I had a shtek. What I have already? Carnage. Easy to get over. And now he's trying to return back. He has a Gansa army. It's a whole big to-do to cross over the Yarden now. And the place itself, and it's interesting, all the stress. People go to the airport, families, and they stress out at airports. It's a murdika place of stress. People are panicking. I think the airport should bring out to a mishpacha, a guy should be in like seventh heaven bliss. One day, Avi, I want you at an airport to be like, you like can't stop laughing. Because anybody remembers when themselves, it's very easy. You run, you make, all of a sudden you have strollers and carriages. The very same thing was to stress other people out. Yaakov Avinu is passing the Yarden. It should be, oh, this is crazy. This kid's having a tantrum. This kid doesn't want to move. The place is making you crazy. You have tons of suitcases. So one guy could have stress from passing the Yarden. And an Emes Tikka Yid, the very same thing. He should be like, he's like drunk happy. His mamish could feel his Ashiris. A guy's alone, so you're running through the airport like it's garnished. All of a sudden, you're so slow, you're weighted down. This kid's crying, needs the facility. Even why you're late to the airport, because it took so your very same thing that can cause stress can be a very strong, and I'm not talking about a joking way. A guy in an airport could feel like, you feel like a millionaire. Why even running late today? You have a ganze mishpacha to get on a trip. It's funny, my wife always laughs. To do trips, so young kids will get a little frustrated. Why can't we get out faster? It's very hard to get a family out. So a kid's thinking from his perspective, one kid, you're moving against a mishpacha. To move a family, it's a whole ordeal. You could feel your ashiras. Instead of being stressed, and we're human beings, so people have stress, they got to make their plane. Don't forget also to chap, you're quite a rich man. And the very same thing that somebody else is bugging, freaking, flipping out could actually be a source of tremendous gratitude. I'm such a rich guy. Good, it's causing us to be late. Goodness, good, say to me, you could feel your ashiras. I picture here, I'll peep shot, that Yaakov Avinu crossed the Yarden, he said, Yarden Hazeh. I picture that it was difficult to cross the Yarden. There's Gansa Mishpach and some kids tantruming, and the expense must have been great. And Yaakov Avinu says, this brings out my Ashirus. It brings out, the first time it was garnished, the Kumakli of Artias the Yarden Hazeh. Now I'm Shnei Machanais, I'm a whole two big camps, I'm slow moving, it's a whole production to get over. What Ashirus.
Why did Yaakov Avinu say Shnei Machanais? It's just the eight that had it run away from eight. You say a lot of people.
That even the need to split up, you're saying.
In that itself, he saw the kindness that he had to come into the States. Shtei Machanais is just the way.
It's a good kasha. But I learned, the way I understood Pshat is he's saying, now he'd split them up, it's true, but he sees that it feels also, and I can now even split it to two machnas, he's huge. It's interesting though, you're right, Vait Avram, that which was like a frustration, the splitting of Shtei Machnas is saving his life. Yaakov Avinu sees all this as part of, look how rich, I'm a rich man, and feels his Ashiris. I'm not trying to say like extremely from things. I'm talking very practically. People have things like this in their life, practical things. They could literally be in touch with their Ashiras from practical things like this. Traveling's one, Shlomo, a guy goes to the airport. I'm looking forward for you to see Shlomo, traveling with your wife and kids. I'm asking you, stress is normal, we're human, we want to get there, it's hard. I'm asking you to be present to something that it could actually bring out. Oh my gosh, I'm like loaded. Yeah, it's harder to get there. It's hard. Amazah Ashir, you could get in touch with the Ashiris traveling. I find it on the plane, so Goyim get very nervous with your kids and people see you walk on and there's, but you could also feel your Ashiris. Yeah, I have a whole matzah. I once traveled alone. I'm a very wealthy guy, weighted down and with kids. And so somebody can groan the whole way on the plane. He has a child. It could also bring out his Ashiris, the same thing. So I'm just, I'll peep shot that the crossing the Yarden, which once was easy, and now Luchayr is harder. The Yarden Azeh to Yaakov Avinu is a source that speaks about how much wealth he has. Ki b'makli avartis Yarden Azeh, this experience that now is difficult and once was easy brings out my Ashiris. I say to us all to use many experiences of our life. We have Ashiris Mashem, to be present to the Ashiris, to notice the Ashiris and things which can mamish point us there and cause us to have tremendous gratitude, to be present to that. Ashokrech.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.